Okay, let's talk about this word unlimited. Does it, you know, really exist in business services? Or is it just like smart marketing?
Right.
Today, we're diving into some sources about Silverdale's approach. They claim unlimited Odoo support and training. And there's this tech, Pananga, that supposedly makes it all work. So our mission really is to figure out what unlimited actually means for you, the client, and how this operating system thing fits in. I'm curious if it holds up.
Yeah, and what's fascinating, I think, is how it kind of flips the script on the old service model.
How so?
Well, it's not just about changing the billing. It fundamentally shifts the incentives, right? For Silverdale, their profit is tied to your success, your efficiency, not just how long they spend on a task.
Okay. So they want you to be efficient.
Exactly. It pushes them internally to optimize, to be proactive. It becomes more of a partnership, you know, less like a vendor where you're watching the clock every time you pick up the phone.
So no more stressing if asking about, say, a quick Odoo report tweak is worth the cost.
Pretty much.
I bet a lot of people managing IT budgets just felt a wave of relief hearing that. But what's the biggest misunderstanding people have? Because unlimited can sound a bit suspicious.
Yeah, that's a fair question. Yeah, the common trap is thinking it means like no boundaries at all, chaos.
Right.
But the sources say it's unlimited access structured within workflows, not unlimited time on any one thing. It moves from putting out fires to continuous improvement. They define it clearly. No charge per ticket, per minute, per request.
So you can ask 10 times a day if you need to, for small stuff or big workflow questions.
That's the idea. Ask when you need to ask. And
Yeah.
this applies to training too, which is interesting.
Yeah, that part stood out. Unlimited ongoing training, not just a one-off thing. What did that really signal about, you know, modern software? Why is that continuous part so important?
Well, it reflects that systems like Odoo are complex and businesses evolve, right? You need ongoing support. I've definitely seen clients bunch up tiny questions into one huge ticket to save money.
Oh, yeah, delaying fixes sometimes.
Exactly. This model just removes that whole barrier. Training is part of the deal, implementation, go live. When you scale, hire new people, add modules, it's always there.
Because hourly billing makes you hesitate.
It really does. This unlimited way, it tries to align everyone, focus on making the system better, not just counting hours. And apparently, they use this performance idea internally to value delivered, not just effort.
Makes sense. But unlimited and predictable sound like opposites.
Yeah.
How do they keep it consistent, deliver results without tracking every minute? Because, you know, unlimited can sound unstructured to a business leader.
Totally. But the sources stress it's not a free-for-all. It's proactive, integrated support. Training isn't just random. It's scheduled, documented, tracked.
So there is structure.
Yes, a consistent framework. That's how they deliver predictability. They aim to catch small issues early, keep skills sharp. It's a system designed for scale, not just a vague promise.
And affordability. The sources mention a specific package, the Silverdale Star package.
Right, starting at $300, which includes the unlimited support and training, but also like 500 plus apps, features, guides, e-learning, the whole package, predictable value.
Okay, so the million-dollar question. How do they actually manage this? What's the engine running it?
That's where Pananga comes in. It's their own business operating system.
Oh, yeah.
Described as a smart delivery layer, it basically simplifies how teams use complex systems like Odoo. You know, Odoo integrates everything, CRM, accounting, the works.
Yeah, it's powerful, but can be a lot.
Exactly. Pananga acts like a side panel or its own app, centralizing your daily tasks right where you work. It's not just another dashboard. It's meant to be an operational workspace, driving standardized work, making things faster.
And this bit sounds really powerful. Pananga lets teams build their own tools without code, like a sales lead building a qualification tool.
Or project manager setting up a client handoff checklist. No developers needed.
Wow. That tackles process drift head on, doesn't it? That slow slide away from standard procedures.
Precisely. Keeps things consistent. And Pananga has workflows too, automating next steps, follow-ups, system updates, that sort of thing.
But what's the learning curve for a team to actually use these no-code tools effectively? Any common issues mentioned?
The sources suggest it's pretty intuitive, but yeah, like any tool, success depends on using it consistently and defining your processes well first.
Makes sense. You need the process defined before you automate it.
Exactly. And that's where its other features help. Pananga blends this process control with built-in AI support. There's an assistant called Dale.
Dale, okay.
Yeah. Dale helps summarize meetings, draft follow-ups, suggest next steps. Imagine Dale summarizing your client call, pulling out actions, drafting the email.
Before you've even hung up, that's huge.
Yeah.
Especially for anyone drowning in admin after meetings.
Right. It's a serious productivity boost. Then there's Pulse for real-time visibility on tool usage managers can see bottlenecks. And the DNA module lets you map out your business processes and link them directly to the tools and workflows.
So it forces you to think about how work actually gets done.
And how it should evolve.
Yeah. So wrapping this up, our deep dive shows a really interesting model, moving from just tracking effort to actually measuring delivery, all powered by this integrated system, Pananga, streamlining things. It's quite a shift in thinking.
It really is. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it, in your own work, your own business, what if you could really shift focus from just, you know, clocking time to delivering outcomes with tools that simplify, automate, maybe even assist intelligently? How would that change things?
Definitely something to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Bye.